You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Start?
Yeah, I think we've been recording for 20 minutes.
I thought you were,
wipe off my microphone.
What do these little things do?
They're, so if you pop or if you spit, it doesn't make a sound on the microphone.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I take it off?
You can hear, you'll hear more spit.
What do you mean I hear more spit?
Okay, we'll leave it off.
Just like that?
Yeah, it means if you have like a hard pee, it goes... Like and that. It's not like you get the big spitty pee.
But if I put it back on, now you can't... like that. Is that what you're saying?
This is the best throw we've ever done.
It's just softer. It's not as pronounced.
Okay. I always want to know what it did. How did we pick the colors? Why is your black and mine's yours is blue and mine's red?
I think you picked them, actually. Didn't you?
I think you're right, I did.
I think it was just we knew when we were... I thought they were supposed to somehow tie to the cable so we knew which one was the right volume for each person, but that didn't happen either. Since on another
God knows,
show...
God knows our board operator doesn't know how to use the volume controls.
God, I have no clue how to do this. Eventually, what I would like to see happen is I'd like to see Don actually like record everything and put it up, and then I just come over and just do the show, and that's it.
I think we can make that happen. I mean, if you're going to actually move... out of the state, then we're gonna
he's
have
not
to,
moving out of the state.
He will. He's already well, he's already
doesn't
bought
live, he doesn't,
land.
He doesn't
he's building the house himself.
He's Paul Bunyan. He's got a babe the blue ox. He doesn't live in the
I'd
state
love
we live
for
in
Tony
now.
To build his own house. I can't imagine how great it would be.
Hey look, he made a house out of Twizzlers.
Oh man.
I wouldn't want the responsibility of editing. And if we were smarter, we would have been able
edit.
To do a show without editing anyway.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show, I don't really edit. Like this.
I don't believe that Don listens to the show. I don't believe Don reads the blog. I don't believe Don checks our email. I don't believe Don reads the email.
What was that all about? Don sent an email saying...
I was
it's Radio for Winners, by the way. Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Another week, another fun episode, everybody.
You can tell a very well-organized episode.
This one will be what we call it, a rambling episode.
Could be a couple beers involved.
And Jeremy likes to pick on me on the blog.
Well, you guys pick on me on the show.
No, I pick on
that's
everybody
not the case.
The
Jeremy
blog.
Is like untouchable on the blog because he writes the
blog. Because I write
it. Yeah.
You want to write the blog?
I would make fun of myself on the blog.
I write fun of myself on,
no,
occasion
you
on the
don't.
Blog. Well, normally I'm pretty amazing, so it's not worth
it. You pick
fun
on me. What did you write in the last blog that you wrote that you updated? You said, Don's not going to read this.
I write that on every blog.
And then you said something about penis or something like that.
All right. I said, Don doesn't read it. Check this out. Don has a tiny penis. He'll never bring it up. That was actually like 6 months ago.
Whatever.
You're reading through old blogs just to catch up now.
Just, yeah. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Why do I need to read a blog that I'm a part
of
a show?
The same blog talked about how I won that race a couple weeks ago. So if you guys actually read the blog, you would see it's a totally different show. I don't even talk about the show.
Is the show any better than this one?
I think the blog is far superior to the show.
It actually is.
The show that you hear in your head is far superior than the show that we actually do.
The show that I think of while I'm listening to our show is better than the actual
That's
show.
Why we keep doing it. That's why we keep doing it. No, but then we get all pissy because I don't read the email. And it's amazing that you two actually have employers. Do you understand that? Because all the email bantering goes back and forth sometime between 10:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon, and there's 17 emails a day, and I get yelled at because I don't read them because I'm working.
Yeah. Are you an American, Don?
Tony sends me a text message. This is how serious I know this show is getting. Tony sends me a text message saying... can you please contribute to the topics for the week? Like, you fucking serious? Okay. All right. My bad.
Well, we like your topics. They're normally pretty
well determined. I think the only reason I'm on the show is because I actually supply the garage, and everybody else is too lazy to find another venue to actually do the show.
It's true. I've been in bands where I only stay in because someone else has a practice space. So I can see that. I can see it.
Anyway, I apologize, number one, for not reading your blog, which I will now make part of my daily...
No, shut up. I'm still going to make fun of you.
Yeah, there you go again with that. I will read your blog. Read it's our blog. It's our blog. I will read it.
I have better things to do.
I will read my email and respond with show topics.
All right. We'll see. See what happens.
Well, after he sent you that mail, we did get some humdingers of topics from you, I'm sure.
They were great.
What was the one about the band?
They were great. They were great topics.
I believe it was pick a band you're ashamed to like or something like
that. What is a band that you would want nobody to know that you actually like?
See, I don't think, first of all, I don't think you have one of those, but I also don't
think I
have
might
one have.
I might have two. I'm trying to think if I know I know one I can give.
Now, do you mean that you just like one song a lot? You're kind of you
know what? Like, you just start over time, you start saying to yourself, man, I really like this band, but I really don't want anybody to know that I like this band.
Well, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm very proud of it, but everyone thinks I'm joking, but I honestly think that Bryan Adams might be one of the finest musical artists of our time. And everyone thinks I'm joking. But underneath every Bryan Adams song is one of the best songs ever if you remove all the Bryan Adams out of it. And I'm not even joking. I'm not trying to make a joke out of that. I honestly think, like, this is Lonely Nights. I love this song. I could listen to this song every day.
He's not even American. Well, I mean, he
doesn't matter. He's Canadian.
He ain't even American. I'll tell you flat out.
I hope Don lists someone who's not American.
Actually, I am.
It's totally not a surprise. I'm a big Bryan Adams fan, but I'm not ashamed of it. Like I said, I think it's great, but a lot of people think I'm ironically liking Bryan Adams, I guess, if I bring it up. But I think it's amazing.
Do you have one?
I do not. Well, I mean, I have songs I like by artists. I'm like, I wouldn't want to admit that I like this song.
Because, Don, you've already proven many times you have some amazing taste. I would be amazed, unless it's like a good band, you're ashamed. You're like, I don't want to tell anyone I like Metallica. Don't want everyone to know.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Uh-oh. This is just Don singing in his phone.
Bee Gees, our group.
The Bee Gees are amazing.
For some time.
Or do you like Macy Gray?
That's Natalie Cole from 1975.
Sounds like Macy Gray.
Would you welcome now to the...
Radio of the Mind.
The Bee Gees.
Yeah, the Bee Gees are great.
You're not going to play the song?
No, I'm going to play some introducing the Bee Gees.
It is. There you go. It falls out.
Guys, I have a clip of someone else saying the band name I like.
That's the worst thing ever. No, it's the Bee Gees.
Yeah, I don't. But why would you be ashamed that you like the Bee Gees?
Oh, I don't know. Because I don't know anybody else that likes the Bee Gees.
But everyone knows who the Bee Gees are.
They know who the Bee Gees. Everybody knows who Bryan Adams is.
I don't know.
Here we are. Don. Yeah, it's. Like I'm sorry. I don't know why that does that.
That's why you preload your videos, Don. There's a little lesson for you.
I apologize. I should do that. But anyway, yeah, I love the Bee Gees. I'm not ashamed to say it. I love the Bee Gees.
See that, but that's Tony. Do you have a band like that?
And they're not American.
They're not American at all. Don likes American music like the Bee Gees.
Come on, are you a New Kids on the Block fan?
No, like, an artist I find myself liking more.
You know when I like the New Kids on the Block when I'm roller skating. They're the best when you're roller skating. You're going around in circles. You're singing to yourself, "Hanging Tough," while you're still going around in circles.
Remind me to tell you what I did earlier today.
Is it roller skating?
It was.
Wow. Britney Spears' latest album is pretty good.
I've only heard that one, the single off of it. I didn't hear anything else.
But is that somebody that you could listen to all of her music?
No.
But that's not a closet artist. See, I mean, like one of her songs.
Like, I love Kesha, but I'm not ashamed to say that either.
See, I don't have any artists that I would... I mean, all the artists I listen to are terrible.
I keep looking at me waiting.
The Kesha album.
You know, I hate that Kesha Pitbull song, the Timber.
Everything Pitbull does
Timber.
Is terrible.
Oh, why does he have to have like his like? It's almost like he has a catchphrase that he has to insert.
Mission Worldwide. What a Mission Worldwide.
He has to insert in every single song.
What is his worldwide
he also
mission?
He has that whistle thing too that he does like that.
Nothing like that. Oh, me that whistle, baby. Oh, that's not him. That's not him.
You know that song? His song, "You Whistle While You Work." That Pitbull song is
Pitbull
really awful.
Pitbull sings "Whistle While You Work." Son of a. Mission Worldwide. That's how we should open our show. Our show is brought to you by Mission Worldwide.
This show may never be aired.
I think this show is the best show ever. Anytime we're 3 minutes into a show and we say this show may never be, that's
that means
the type,
it's one of the better
That's
ones.
One of the best
right.
shows.
That's true.
All right, we just played Bee Gees.
And Brian Adams.
We played some Brian Adams.
I mean, you can't
and
top
you,
that.
And you just gave us, I like Britney Spears song.
Wow.
I mean, you don't have nothing?
I have nothing. I have nothing. I mean, I look, like all the artists I listen to are embarrassing.
Can you just listen to all the artists that you listen to?
Did you guys listen to any song I closed with last year when I was doing all the closing music? They were all embarrassing.
I just
artists.
Thought you just randomly picked those.
No. Those are songs.
Those are
all,
songs I mean, he had in his car. Well, I mean, Don, I figured you had to like embarrassing music because you're the only person that liked that Bruno Mars halftime show.
The clip that I just played is from a TV show in the 70s called Burt Sugarman's Midnight Express.
Yeah, the Midnight Express.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the hell that is.
It's really not targeted at you, Don.
Well, but I started doing like searches on YouTube for the Midnight Express, and it all came back with Wolfman Jack. So, like, apparently Wolfman Jack hosted the Midnight Express for, like, a lot of the episodes. But you should do, like, who the hell is Burt Sugarman? And I found out who Burt Sugarman is, too. He's married to the lady that used to be on Entertainment Tonight. What's her name?
Don, you did
Julie
the research
Hart?
On this.
Nah, Mary Hart. Mary Hart. Yeah, he's married to Mary Hart. And she's in her 60s.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah, but it's Burt Sugarman's Midnight Express. Whatever. I'm just saying, it's a weird TV show. And then the Bee Gees clip. Look at the Bee Gees clip on that
you
episode.
You should run all these shows.
You should shut up and listen to me. Look at that clip on YouTube with the Bee Gees. They're singing that song, "Nights on Broadway," and nobody's moving. There's like an audience full of people, and all of them are just sitting there staring at them. Nobody's dancing.
Well,
nobody's
are they
lip
syncing it though? Because like that's on an
no,
American Bandstand. They
playing.
Were always lip syncing
no,
every time. It's really bad.
Absolutely playing. Like and why do we have TV shows like that anymore? American Bandstand and stuff
we
like
don't.
That.
All we have is American Idol now.
It's Soul Train. We had American Bandstand. We had all kind of great shows.
Because now we have music television that doesn't play videos. But when it did, all those channels, all the VH1s, the MTV 2 and 3 and whatever, they all play music all day long. Why do you need American Bandstand?
Star Search?
I want to hear Don do an impression of Wolfman.
Hey there, Wolfman Jack. Come on there.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was a Santa Claus joke. How are you?
Look, he's here.
I certainly feel it good.
Nah, I
you got about a half an hour. I'll tell you exactly how good I'm feeling.
No, not on this show. You can't. You know,
hey, everybody.
I have watched you on the Midnight Special since I was a little boy.
The Midnight Special.
Come on now. Wait a minute. What is all?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Huh? No.
Are you a natural born ham or what?
Completely stoned.
I just always silly, Dick. You know that. I remember.
He's a silly Dick.
You know, it's been 10 years. I've known this gentleman for 10 years, and I finally got on the Dick Clark Show. I'm just so excited to be here, friends. You just can't understand how
friends.
Excited I am to be here.
Everybody's Wolfman Jack's friends.
Well, so after we heard a little bit, now do you Wolfman Jack again?
Hey, Wolfman Jack. Is that not good?
This is where we've lost everybody at this point. No one is still listening to this episode.
That's why we shouldn't drink.
Why? I haven't even drank past that
drink
part of the bottle.
Drink and do the show.
Everybody knows who Wolfman Jack is. You know who Wolfman
Jack
is?
I know Wolfman, but it's
you
not
knew
current.
You knew what the Midnight Express was.
That's right.
What do you mean it's not current? We talk about Vicky from Small Wonder.
I do an incredible Taft.
We
you guys
play
are going to
believe
this.
We play a lot of Juice Newton.
Yeah, so. That's true. We do play a good amount of Juice Newton.
I do like Queen of Hearts. Do we have that?
I could get it, but let's not bother finding songs or like playing them. That's just what we do when the show's not on.
All right, anyway. Sorry. Sorry to bring the show down with
switching topics real quick. I still music. Have not. A few weeks ago, I was talking about that gift card that
your parents.
I gave my parents that I got back, and it was a $15 gift card I had given them.
Wait a minute. You gave your parents a $15 gift card? Jeez.
I thought it was a lot more than
that. I did too.
It was one of several gifts. It wasn't.
I got you a $15 gift card to the Red Lobster. You guys have fun. You guys have a good time.
Hope you like their biscuits.
It was one of several gifts. Wasn't
you can
just
get
a
two drinks and just hang out till they give you enough
it
biscuits.
It was one of several gifts. We gave them a couple gift cards. All $15.
But they gave the and gift. A $10 gas card. I hope they enjoyed that one.
But they gave the gift card back.
Yeah, of course.
Right, but it had money taken off of it.
It was only like $4 left on it. And,
maybe they just felt bad. They're like, God, he must be doing real bad. He gave us a $15 gift card.
You know,
let's
we don't
give
have,
it back to him.
We don't have a lot of money, so we probably can't afford this meal on our own. So let's use a $15 gift card. To buy us a round of drinks.
This is going to be...
And give it back to
this
Tony.
This feast is brought to us by our son. How nice of him for giving us this gift card.
This bountiful feast.
You guys don't give stocking stuffers?
Stocking stuffer?
What kind of stocking stuffer do you get?
I want to know what other gifts you gave him.
I gave him, I bought my dad a couple of sweatshirts. I actually gave him horrible gifts. Actually, now I think about it, his gifts
God,
are terrible.
Why is he not given? Why did we not know about the $15 that were in the gift card?
Oh, that
and he was livid. They gave the gift card back. And it had been and it had been used. I can't believe that. It's $15.
I mean, even like if you give someone a Starbucks gift card, it's still at least 20.
Yeah.
You can't do 15. That's a weird amount.
I want to know what the cashier said to you when you walked up and said, yeah, put $15.
Nah, it was already a $15 increment. It wasn't like I walked up and said, hey, I only want 15.
Hey, I want you to put $15 on that Visa prepaid card right there.
I have a
there.
20 in my pocket. I was going to buy the entire $20 gift card, but I really think I want some some mints over there. So 15, go ahead and make it 15. I'll take the change.
15 and a pack of Skittles.
There's nothing wrong with giving a $15 gift card to somebody.
You're right. To a little kid at a birthday party, not to your parents.
The elderly.
At Christmas.
It wasn't like it was the sole gift, though.
Oh, hey, my dad got some sweatshirts and a $15 gift card to Arby's.
Two plain black sweatshirts.
And then I gave my mom scratch them off.
But I scratched them off ahead of time. They were all losers.
Mom, they're all losers.
But that's what she wanted. That's what she wanted was scratch off tickets. Because my parents live in a van by a chemical plant. Now, this is why I am the way I am. Because my parents want the scratch off.
Now, if people tuned out of this episode,
they would have missed that.
They would have missed
that.
Missed
it. They'll feel really bad when they read my blog about how good this episode was.
I certainly won't.
Now, you mentioned your mother-in-law give you a gift.
Get back to the gift card.
Speaking of gifts.
Oh. I'd rather get off the gift card. All right. It's still unresolved, and my mom talks about it every week now.
About what?
About the gift card amount.
What do you mean? She's mad because she said it's only $4.
She said they didn't use it at all.
Why did you even bring it up to them?
Because
hey, guys, I'm going to bring up my shameful gift again.
No, because...
Hey, that $15 gift card I got, I'm pretty mad. There's some money off that.
I'm sorry that my brother bought you a $25 gift card.
I was going to give it to my wife on our anniversary, and you used it.
They gave the gift card back because they say they don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. So then I go to Dunkin' Donuts with a gift card, and I buy like $50 worth of stuff. And they're like, there's
what are you buying $50 worth of stuff at Dunkin' Donuts?
$1.50, not $50. $1.50.
So then I go, I go in there, and then I'm annoyed because then I look like a weirdo. And I'm like, this has $15 on it. What do you mean?
That's why he looks like a weirdo. Not a weirdo with a $15 gift card.
But did you not want that? Like, you just wanted to use it up to be rid of the gift card, so you just bought $15 worth of random crap from Dunkin' Donuts?
It was enough to use the gift card for, yeah.
But you just did that because you had the gift card, not because you wanted those things.
I mean, I bought like what I would usually buy, but I had a gift card, so I decided to use the gift card instead of. What kind of...
Do you usually buy $15 with Dunkin' Donuts?
It was like $12. It's expensive. Dunkin's not cheap. If you get like a dozen donuts and like two coffees, it's like $15 almost.
Why are you eating donuts?
Because I'm off my diet. I don't care about paleo. All I care about is that I can beat you guys in foot races.
Okay, can I get a paleo donut?
6 months
donut?
From now, we're going to do that again. Paleo donut. Really embarrassed. Really embarrassed.
All right, so anyway, gift.
Oh, so this was supposed to tie into the gift card story, but I didn't get to bother with a segue.
Golly dang.
But so last weekend, I went to my mother-in-law's, and this was our she has not seen my newest son because she's unable to leave her house.
My newest.
She's seen my older son.
My oldest.
Many times. But my youngest son, she had not seen it. So we went to her house to visit her so she could see him, and it was fine. It was a fine visit overall. But she hasn't, we haven't seen her since before Christmas. So she's like, I just want you guys to know I got you guys gifts. And she doesn't have a lot of money, and we didn't expect a gift anyway. But, so you want to be like, oh, thanks so much. That's very nice of you. I didn't wrap it. I'm like, I don't mind you didn't wrap it. So she...
Very nice.
She walks over and she hands me a picture frame. It's probably about 2 feet long and about a foot wide of this painted jaguar. And I'm just staring at it for a second, and I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. And I'm looking at the jaguar painting a little more, and it's got like rhinestones in the corner of it and all this other stuff. And she's like, I want you to know that's a jaguar. And I said, okay. And then she proceeds to tell me, because the jaguar has white spots in the dots. It's not a leopard. It's a jaguar. And I got that jaguar because it reminds me of your basement. Did you know that jaguars don't bite their prey? They crush it.
What?
And I'm just like, Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to put it. Right now, it's in my bathroom.
Where is it at?
In my bathroom, downstairs in my house.
Can
in
we
my,
ha- we should hang it here.
I might put it in the next prize pack from next year's.
No, we should hang it here.
Hang it in the Beat Lab.
Can I like you, how nobody.
Can you send a
we
picture?
Don't, we
that
don't
out?
Jump on his comment about about what a, how a jaguar kills its prey. However, I mentioned a $15 gift card, and it's 7 minutes of ridicule.
Well, I didn't bring up the fact that a jaguar.
He's not the one.
Right.
He's not the one that bought the jaguar picture. You're the dumbass that bought a $15 gift card. And gave it to your parents.
Stocking stuffer.
Stocking
you know
stuffer.
What? The, but the sad part is that's actually not the worst gift compared to other gifts I've gotten from my mother-in-law. It's actually like, you know what?
That's
I'll
a fairly
take a jaguar
decent,
picture.
That's a fairly
I've gotten
gift.
In the past a an aquarium lamp. It looks like an aquarium and fish spin around on the lamp. I've gotten.
I'd like that.
I've gotten a set of children's dishes. This is before I had children. It's like a set of like ladybug dishes.
Do you still have those?
They are still, well, we use them now because we have kids. But yeah, when we got them at the time, we weren't even pregnant or thinking about having kids. And I was like, what the hell was
maybe
this?
It was a, maybe it was
my
a
wife
hint.
Was just like, just take them. Just take it.
Maybe it was a hint. Now, which one of the Jacksonville Jaguars was it a picture of?
Yes. It's one of the Jacksonville Jaguars. No, it's literally just a painting of, a print of a painting of a jaguar.
Like a velvet?
Not velvet. It's a print. So it's literally just like a piece of paper that looks like it's a picture, but it's not.
Well, we should hang
very
that.
Excited about it.
Think about hanging that here in the Beat Lab.
Very excited about it.
Think about that.
We need to get a bathroom here in the Beat Lab.
I think we should probably figure out a way to do that.
I've just been going under the table.
That's fine too. You can go out back.
I would like it though to be well insulated. So you know,
there's nothing about this garage that's well insulated. I'm wearing a winter coat and a winter hat.
Just the walls need to be thick because I don't want people to hear me pee.
What? You're really bothered by that?
See, I have two stories I want to wrap up before we wrap up this episode.
We've already gone 30 minutes on this?
We're like 4 minutes in. no, we got about
before we wrap up 8 minutes from now.
But so there's two things. One of which I think Don will agree with. And then the second story Don doesn't care about at all. However, you will probably have an interest in it because of the fact that it includes video games. First topic, I'm over at a friend's house for brunch.
And Don's a big brunch guy, so he's going to have a huge opinion on this.
And Don's here for brunch.
And they live in D.C. They have a two-bedroom apartment, but D.C. apartments, like any kind of city apartment, is fairly small.
Yes.
So they cram in a lot in one apartment. Great-looking apartment. However, the living room and the kitchen are all one room.
Right.
And then the bathroom for that area is, like, right there.
Correct.
So if you're, like, standing by, like, in the living room, you're basically right by the bathroom as well. So you can pretty much hear whatever's going on in that bathroom because of the fact that you're – don't move anywhere in that room, you're pretty much right by the bathroom. So I had to go to the bathroom, and I didn't think it would be a big deal. However, I do have a tendency to get pee shy whenever I pee in public.
Little stage fright.
Yeah, so I'm in this bathroom, and I couldn't go. I couldn't go.
I can't.
So now you're in there longer? So now you're in there longer?
So yeah, I'm there for like 10 minutes.
Now people think you're taking a shit.
Exactly. So I'm unsuccessful in the pee attempt. So I go back out. I'm hanging out. At this point, I'm shutting down because, as you know, I'm not much of a talker to begin with. But
you're also trying to wet your pants now.
Yeah, now I'm in pain.
Now you got
to
pee again.
So I'm shutting down because all I'm thinking about is how I have to go to the bathroom. So I go in there a second time. Not successful.
And you're in there for like 10 minutes again, right?
I'm there 10 minutes, I leave. Before we wrap up, it's only like a two-hour brunch thing, by the way. And, you know, they're like friends of theirs, so it's not even really my friends. Like, it's just their friends. That's why I was uncomfortable. It's just you guys. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. But so I go in there a third time. Not successful.
Oh.
We leave. At this point now, I'm bursting at the seams. Like, I have to go so bad that, like, I'm getting that weird walk you get when you have to go to the bathroom. And, like, your leg is,
but
like,
why
starting
didn't,
to shut
at that
down.
Point, why don't you just go?
I can't. Because
you're going to have to go in public somewhere.
Well, yeah, but now it's been three times. I can't go back. But we're walking to the car. And I'm like, I really have to go to the bathroom. And my wife's like, I don't understand why you you went to the bathroom three times.
You went to the bathroom enough times for everybody at the party.
And we noticed, like, everyone talked about it.
She's like, why are you leaving? Why don't we just go back and use the bathroom? Like, I can't now. We've already left. I can't just go back and use the bathroom for a fourth time. So we're driving now. And we're driving back. We're on the Beltway. And I make my wife pull off. Like some gas station.
I think we say a Dunkin' Donuts, and you also bought a $15 gift card.
I think it was a Dunkin' Donuts / gas station.
I had to buy something because I was in there. All I had was $15 in my pocket.
And I was.
Why was your wife was driving?
Yeah. And I was finally successful. I don't like to drive in the city. I don't like to drive in D.C.
You get so many issues.
I don't like driving in D.C. I can't.
My
stand
wife drives it. Everywhere, but she wants to, and she drives like 95 miles an hour and gets upset at me and calls me an old lady. So I don't like to drive.
All right, so
I drive long.
So Tony's wife pulls over.
I finally go. I finally go to the bathroom. It's the most.
Where?
This is like in the bathroom in a gas station. But nobody walks in. It was what is this a pleasure this bathroom was. It was one of those like one unit bathrooms. You know, you walk in and there's no one else that can go in there. You can lock the door. You can do whatever you want to do with that bathroom.
You can get hepatitis.
And it was so wonderful. It was such a fantastic experience.
I wrote a thank you card to that guest. <guest. laughs>
I was very close.
He posted about their egg salad sandwiches.
I immediately got on the internet and I told everybody.
I got to tell you, that's what all bathrooms should be. They should all be, and this is what I like about Vegas bathrooms when you go into the casinos there, is a lot of the bathrooms, the stalls, are they're almost their separate containers.
But then, see, I think that would be worse for you because they all have attendants.
I don't like attendants. However, I can sometimes block that out. But recently I have run. Did I ever tell you I got yelled at by a bathroom attendant once?
No. Surprising.
I'm in Vegas. We're at a club.
I get done in the bathroom. I go to the sink. I start washing my hands. He says, "Put your penis back in your pants."
Sir, I will not dry that for you.
Sir, you've been in here, sir, you've been in here 9 times. You keep leaving. But I know you're not paying. So I went to wash my hands and like he tries to hand me a towel and I waved him off and then I got my own. And he's like, you don't need to wave me off. This is my job. This is what I do. All right. You don't need to wave me. Like, he like starts getting in my face because I didn't like take a towel from him because I chose to get my own towel. And I wanted, at the time, you know, I was like, at the time I was a gigantic pussy. So what I did is like, I'm sorry. And I gave him a tip. And I'm like, what I wanted to do though.
What the hell is wrong?
Here's $10. Please don't yell at me.
But what I want to do is say, sir,
here's a $15 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
What I want to do is give him the gift card.
That guy was David Spade.
True story.
True story.
Man, but I don't know. Just it's very nice. I don't like bathroom attendants, and I don't like.
I don't like bathroom attendants
and I get
either.
Shy very easily.
But I've also grown accustomed to bathroom attendants. They just are who they are.
You know, where I normally eat and live, there's always bathroom
so
attendants.
So you don't have any pee shy stories?
No. I don't. I'll go pee anywhere.
Oh, there's been times I've stood at a football game. Oh. Or a baseball game and in those big long lines and everybody's drunk and screaming and
oh well that's not pee shy, that's just waiting in the line. You have to pee real
no
bad.
But then when I get up to go pee, everybody's screaming, "Come on, hurry up."
Oh no,
and
I just turn around and pee.
I can't pee.
Oh no, I can pee.
And then like I gotta
anywhere.
Leave and I'm like, oh, the line is so freaking long and I can't pee.
And in fact, I've gotten over being poop shy. I'll poop anywhere now too. I don't care. I do not care. At work, there's like a one hole bathroom with like a stall next to it, and there's a wall up, but it's still like it's a paper thin wall, and there's only 7 people that work in the office at any time, so it's like clearly they know who's in there. So at first I was like, I just gotta wait, but then they'll wait around. And people wait on purpose to see if you're gonna like how long it'll take before you eventually just go, why don't you get out of the bathroom? So I'm just like, all right, I'll just loudly poop. I don't care.
No matter how
bad it is.
I hate that.
You know what I hate when you walk through the bathroom and there's a guy in the stall and he's not flushing the toilet, so he's just sitting there in a stink. And you're like, dude, come on.
Why do you have to flush? I don't flush.
At least
you don't have to
flush
if you have no shame and you're just willing to just go and get out. Because then you're not sitting in it. You're like, I'm out.
See, this guy was sitting in it.
Because
he was
uncomfortable.
He's like doing his conference calls or something.
Oh, come on.
I did have a boss who used to use the bathroom, use the phone on the toilet at work. And it's a work with other people in the phone. And the stuff he's talking about is kind of like meetings you shouldn't have in public and he's having just in the battle of the bathroom.
Hey, we're being sold by another company. Don't buy stock in us.
No, this is ridiculous. We're cutting everyone's vacation time. We're not going to tell them. Yeah, it's funny. These idiots. Anyway.
I'll talk to you later.
So we doing lunch or what?
Well, I appreciate you at least understanding my pain, Don.
I understand. I've been there a lot, Tone. Been there a lot.
So what was the other story I would care about?
Video games. It's a video game. I bought WWE 2K14. It's a lot of letters and a lot of
wrestling
numbers.
Game.
Wrestling game. However, they got this thing called a WWE Universe where you basically, it's kind of like a league. It's kind of like your football and your basketball where you can like basically like manage a league. And that's all I do. I don't actually wrestle at all. I just have it set up so I control the setup of the matches. And it's the greatest game ever because I can have wrestlers from like 1980 taking on these douchebags from today. And it's
so
fantastic.
When, so you don't actually play. You just set up the match.
No, I just set it up.
Now, do you have to watch the matches?
No, I simulate. I simulate through all of it.
So it just shows you the results.
Shows me the results, and then I can get the stats
That is remember, the worst thing I've
ever
Do
you
ever
remember
heard of.
When computers managed us? Now we manage the computers.
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Whoa.
He's managing that stupid video game.
We should have just ended on that.
I think we are.
We are wrapping
I'm
up.
I'm so lost. I was amazed by that.
This is. It's the
what did you even mean?
It's been a long day. Can we just move on?
It really is the best video game.
Get then,
it's not the best video game. You got to play a video game. That's what a video game is. You're just telling
match.
The video game what to do. The computer already does that for us.
What is
not the song I thought I had selected.
What the hell is it?
I honestly didn't think I picked this song. Well, it's been a good episode. See you guys next week.
I said what I said, and then you picked this crap.
Radio for winners.
Oh my God, it's terrible. Please come back.
I honestly didn't pick this.
See you next week. That's why you burn the boy when I pack you for burn.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.